Okay, like this, yeah.
Better, yeah.
So I'm a GIS project manager camp to camp. And yeah, so we just wanted to give you an update on the Geo Orchestra software project. And right. I could use this one. Just stay close to the microphone. All right. So the current version 19.04 for this one.
Yeah. All right. Even better. Here we go. So just a couple of slides on Camp to Camp if you haven't heard of the company before. There is two locations in Switzerland. The main office is in Lausanne, and there's also two offices now in France, Chambéry and Paris, and also one site in Germany, the Munich office. And I guess it's right to say that Camp to Camp just turned 18, so it was founded in 2001. And there is now a number of departments where Camp to Camp has expertise in. The main one is still geospatial, but there's also growing work in the infrastructure department. And also some work on business solutions and subscriptions, for example, for Red Hat licenses. Okay, but back to the main point. So what is GeoOrchestra? It's compliant with Inspire, and it's a spatial data infrastructure that was born about 10 years ago as part of a software project for the region of Brittany in the northwest of France. And since it was accepted quite well, it got turned into an open source project. And now more and more regions are using it across France and also internationally. And so it combines three quite known components: the Geo Network, Geo Server, and Geo Web Cache. So here's just some examples of users. We got the state of Bolivia. They're running in GeoOrchestra implementation. We have, as I said, a few regions in France. Also down at the communal level, a good example is the city of Rennes, where they kind of wanted to move towards a smart city that gives their citizens access to open data. And that's how they also started using GeoOrchestra as a tool. And we have another project. There is a talk at this year's Phosphor G on this project as well, which is the fiber to the home telecom project. So, and there GeoOrchestra has actually used cloud-based, so infrastructure as code, which makes this quite an innovative project, and we're still learning about the potential of, moving to the cloud, the spatial data infrastructure. These are just some examples of different looks of GeoOrchestra. So, if it comes from Europe, they start with the Inspire themes, but there's obviously other ways of and providing the data in different groups and so on. What's really key is obviously to exchange data or provide a platform for data, but also to share services. So we feel like it's quite a strong overall package if you want to share data and services. And you can, there's communication between services, different clients, both internally and externally. And if you've worked with GeoOrchestra before or have heard of it, here's just a few updates. What are the latest improvements on the project? It now supports S3 hosted cloud optimized GeoTIFFs. So it kind of means you can run an HTTP range request, so you don't have to download the entire GeoTIFF, but you can go from for a certain pixel range. Then we have the configuration made easier by using factorized properties across modules. So because it's module based, you have a number of properties that you have to define for each module, such as the domain, URL, and other domain URL and the information on the security, the data bank, and this is all in one file now, so it's a lot easier to manage. And there have been some improvements on the database and the LDAP security side, and also some new functionality around Docker. So integration tests can now be run using the console, and Geo network image has a reduced size. So this shows some of the key components of the SDI. Obviously GeoServer, it has version 2.15 integrated, not quite the latest Geo network version yet, 3.4, but that will also be updated eventually. And as you can see, the standard viewer is still Mapfish. So because you have such a quite complex modular structure, testing is quite important. So we use Jenkins for the running those tests, and also for a few more things. Some of the tests are run daily, and using this we can install the GDI in different environments. So it could be comes as a Debian package or even as a Docker image. Here are just some of the services that are integrated, all the standard data transfer services, WMS, WFS. There is client endpoints with QGIS, and with the latest GeoServer version, it is also possible to use vector tiles. GeoTools is also quite useful to have that as a component, because it adds just a few more data formats that can be read and written in the SDI. Just one slide on the deployment. That's a bit of a historical order as well. Debian package can be run as a Debian package. The first time it was made available as a part of an Ansible project, that actually came from the user community. So someone provided a recipe for using Ansible. If you have several Docker containers, we've also had success at organizing all of that using Rancher. And on the right, that's an example from, I guess, the technology or the deployment as used by the Deutsche Telekom project. So in this case, where, like I said before, it's infrastructure as code. So you have an array of Docker images, and they're all part of an OpenShift project. And on top of that, you have the tool Helm that actually manages the deployment of such a project or array of Docker images inside a Red Hat OpenShift. For data sources, yeah. So it's the most common ways are still using PostgreSQL database or GeoTIFF files, but you can also store it in any Geo tool compatible data format. All right, so now I've thought I'd like to show you just some visual looks of different implementations of GeoOrchestra. So this is the start when you get to the platform of GeoBretagne. So you got the Inspire themes, but then they also have, which I find quite useful, some different groupings that allow you to access more directly spatial data that has a time component, for example, or feature catalogs. And the latest implementation is Geo2France. They had 5 key objectives, so obviously giving easy access to data is one of them, and exchange of data and so on. This is what it looks like. So they also, the user or whoever wants to engage with their platform gets to the Inspire themes first. That's could also be quite useful. At the bottom you get the latest data sets and also the most frequently viewed. So that's how the search looks like for data sets. So you have quite a large variety of filters. Theme-based search by time, by format, etc. Yeah, you can also obviously use the direct search. Search for services only. And it also has a spatial filter option, so just shown by the red rectangle, you can run a spatial within or intersect filter on the what's available. Metadata can be exported, so downloaded as a PDF, zip file, different formats. There's also the functionality to actually publish metadata using a CSW service. And if you, on Geo2France, they also show you the whole range of services for sharing data and the specific documents for each service. So this is the interface you get to if you want to set up a web map service. So it's quite intuitive, I guess. You can just click through all of these attributes, and then eventually the service should be publishable. The viewer, so that's the standard viewer, the Mapfish viewer. And because some people might want to use a different viewer, and that's why in a previous project with the company Terrestris, their Shogun viewer was implemented. So you get a different look for exploring your layers. And it also has a thesaurus functionality for that also gives you more filtering capabilities. In this case, you're running a theme-based Tithoros search based on the inspired themes. And that's one of the advantages of having a community-driven project. There is additional plugins or tools that can be integrated. Elevation profiles, that's the first one, or even calculating a drainage basin. So those functions were provided by people from the community. Security is obviously key. So the single sign-on solution is run by the CAS software, and LDAP is still used for managing users' roles and the user groups. And the security covers all services and data exchanges. That's also so should there be see between data published by GeoServer or the associated metadata which resides in GeoNetwork. There is an implementation to run such a consistency check. This is the graphical admin interface of Geo to France. So yeah, it kind of gives you access to some of the things I've already talked about, admin of users and groups, and more general settings, also looking at the server performance and so on. There is a way of defining access rights spatially. So here some community may only have access to a certain area, and that can also be done using a map-based approach. Just a few more slides on monitoring the spatial data infrastructure. So you can check which layers were the most popular or most downloads, and then a general statistic also the number of requests over a certain time period. Here we also have a list of services that were called during a certain time, type of service. Right, so there's a number of ways how you can know more about or learn more about the GeoOrchestra project. We have the main website, geoorchestra.org. The GitHub project, obviously. There is a few mailing lists. This is the link to our continuous integration domain. And we also have some more information on the camp-to-camp website. So that's it for now. Thanks.
Thank you, Andreas, for the presentation. Paul, you have a question? No.
So thank you for that presentation. I was surprised to see Shogun there in GeoOrchestra. The technologies are similar. I was mostly interested in the single sign-on aspect. Is that easy to do?
I've been the project manager for the integration of Shogun for Deutsche Telekom. We worked with Terrestris. And both projects, GeoOrchestra and Shogun, are based on the Spring framework. So we see that it's very easy to integrate both technologies. And in this specific context, we use GeoOrchestra's backend plus the security proxy of GeoOrchestra. And Shogun Viewer has been integrated behind the security proxy of GeoOrchestra as the viewer.
Is it possible to customize the UI, and how much is it possible to customize it?
customization of G-Orchestra.
Yeah.
In general. Well, Emmanuel might be able to expand on this, but the code is accessible. So I guess the question is, because the main components are quite frequently used, such as Geo server, Geo network, so you may want to kind of think carefully.
Since I know that Geo network has built in some kind of customization, I was wondering if every little piece of the SDI has a built-in opportunity.
Mm-hmm. So the latest version, for example, of G-Orchestra has the latest customizations and extensions of some of those sub features. Again, maybe.
So we integrate the latest version of Geo Server, Geo Network, and so on. And we have tests that make sure that together the bundle works well behind the security proxy, and that some specific use cases when you manage a special data infrastructure works. And so we maintain a generic version of G-Orchestra, and then we have customer-specific projects to customize, to adapt some workflow to specific needs. So it's fully customizable. The more you customize, the farther you are from the... And then the most difficult of the good is. Yeah.
Any plan for integrating with QGIS Server so you can leverage on metadata framework in QGIS 3?
I mean, good point. We
yes, please.
I know that we've made some attempts on a different project, the GeoMapFish. There is ongoing work with integrating more and more services coming from QGIS Server. But what's the latest for GeoOrchestra?
Yeah, it's a very good point. I have the feeling the whole geospatial community moves to QGIS, server as well in the near future. So a special data infrastructure should also be able to handle services provided by QGIS server. If someone would like to add something.
It's a slightly different use case, but we have a presentation at 2:30 that may match your expectation. But
yeah, please.
Thanks. I'm interested in how do you consume the GeoTIFF? Is it via WMS with the GeoServer, or are you using cloud-optimized GeoTIFFs?
It supports Cox cloud optimized GeoTIFF on S3. On AWS S3, for example, you can put the GeoTIFF there, and GeoServer is able to read them and to publish them as WMS. One last question. Then I would like to thank you for attending this session. And wish you a good lunch. See you this afternoon.